I'm here with Paul Lyons, a figure at the forefront of the Suffolk Brexit movement. So, Mr. Lyons, as a lifelong fisherman out of Lowestoft, why are you campaigning so hard for Brexit?
When we joined Europe, here in Lowestoft, we quickly discovered that it was going to be a bad thing for fishermen. I worked on several fishing boats out of this port, and slowly the quotas were changed and the amount of fish we could have and all the conditions were slowly stripped away from us. That weren't long before we realised that if we didn't do something, the game would be up. Well, consequently, the game was up for Lowestoft, because during the 80s and 90s, most of the infrastructure from this port was lost and traded away. And eventually we've ended up with a port with no large boats in it now. We've got a small fleet of 10 vessels in the corner of Hamilton Dock. Now, Lowestoft used to have a huge fleet of ocean-going trawlers that worked up to the Norwegian coast. And Lowestoft's demise has been Europe's rebirth. It's when I first started fishing at Lowestoft, there weren't so many boats in Europe. And Europe didn't have huge fleets. As slowly, our fishing industry diminished here in Lowestoft due to quotas, due to poor politicians, theirs grew. And therefore, that led most people who are involved in fishing to vote to leave Europe, because what that Europe had done to their industry has decimated this town. That's decimated every fishing town in the UK, as far as I know.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons. It's been an interesting conversation. I've been John Yallop, reporting from Lowestoft.